Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside Your Business is sponsored by iWise, your Wise insurance partner for your car, home, life, and more.
This interview is brought to you by iWise, your Wise insurance partner for your car, home, life, and more. Now, if we've learned anything, especially coming out of 2020, the pandemic, the various weather conditions that we've had in South Africa, and also just understanding that risk and loss is something that we do potentially face, all of us know that, there are important essentials that we need to prioritize when it comes to insurance, whether it's for your business, your home, or other assets that you actually do prioritize. And someone who's going to tell us more about this, primarily when it comes to the obligations, the disclosures, because hey, it's nice when we call the call center and they give us all the necessary cover and we can afford it, and then your life changes, there's certain developments and you fail to disclose, and then you wonder why your claim is actually not paid out, but because the risk and what they're that is underwritten is not actually in alignment with the details and data you've shared. Someone who is going to tell us more about this and give us a better understanding, because it's a journey and a partnership that we all involved in, is the CEO of iWise, Nkanzi Sokhulu. Such a pleasure to see you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Google. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Always excited to speak to you. And I love talking about various themes around business. Insurance is primarily an interesting one for me, because typically the market perception for years has been that it's a grudge purchase. But as mentioned, more and more we realize that, hold on, I actually can't risk losing my health, my business, these assets, things that I've worked so hard for without having the adequate cover. Let's help us understand how iWise literally walks a journey with its customers to make sure that we cover the risks in our lives accordingly.
I think it really speaks to what you're articulating, is that we have such different aspects to our lives. Mm-hmm. So as a business, iWise has made sure that we're able to meet those different aspects of your life. So, you know, whether it is that you're wanting to go start your own business and you need insurance to ensure that you're able to run your business every day, you're able to actually meet your clients' needs, we've got business solutions for that. But where we actually really started our journey as a business was actually really in the personal space. Mm. So really built a reputation and a very good track record since 2010, actually. So that's actually when iWise actually began, and really, really focused on helping people with their personal needs. So where it's car insurance, whether it's home and contents, it's building insurance, that's where we really built our reputation and our customers that have really been with us for a really, really good period of time, and have really we've really been making sure that we can actually meet them at their time of need. And I think ultimately that's actually what we're here for.
Definitely.
As an insurance company.
Exactly. The big brother to say, okay, we've got you covered. And we'll support you. I'm intrigued, because I can imagine that through this journey you've witnessed various trends and insights around our behavior as consumers, and sometimes we tend to be secretive, unnecessarily so, and forget that we also are responsible and have obligations that we have to disclose. And maybe talk us through the understanding as to why it's necessary, because some people just assume, I've been an iWise member since 2010, so why do you need me to update my details every year?
So it's such a good question. You know, one of the reasons why people don't trust insurers is they say, I've been paying premiums for this thing all these years, and now it's time to claim, and now they're telling me these stories.
Yes.
Now it's, what's this information? And you are frustrated. So the frustration is, I've bought something and I don't have the full facts of the thing that I've bought. Mm. So the other way to look at it is, from an insurer's perspective, is I want to know as much as I can about you, the individual. So, Google, I want to know about you so that I can price accurately for you, so that when there's a claim, I just pay and we all move on with life. The problem with all of us is that our lives are not static.
Mm-hmm.
Things keep changing. So maybe you took out a policy with iWise, as an example, back in 2015. And at the time, you were living in one place and your car was being parked in a particular setup every day. But over time, your career grows, you get promotions, you move into a better house, or you don't even move to a better house. You change the physical structure of your house. You renovate, you do all those things.
Mm.
When those things occur, your risk profile as insurers call it, changes.
Yes.
Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Depends on what changes. But the point is, you as the ordinary consumer don't really know, okay, when this happens in my life, does it actually improve my premiums? Does it add to the risk? Mm. So the best thing for you to do is to inform your insurance company. Okay, here's what's now changed.
I like that. Right. And I think the simple example, sorry, I just want to jump in then, Nkanzi, because for us to really make this practical for our listeners, it's as simple as having your car being parked outside without a carport or any protection. The likelihood of it being damaged through rain or hail or even theft is increased versus it being in a parked garage. That can be locked in a yard or a security estate. Absolutely. Then the likelihood is, well, not very likely, because there's so many more security measures. And sometimes it goes down to just those very simple nuggets, right?
Absolutely. So I was at a conference with very smart people recently.
All your actuaries.
All the actuaries. And you would be shocked at what is the reason for the highest claims that we have in South Africa.
Really?
Flooding.
Flooding.
Flooding followed quite distant second by fire. Theft and those sort of things are actually far, far down the line. So when insurers are asking you about where you park your car, where you move, it's because they're trying to figure out what are the areas, quite frankly, are going to have a higher probability of flooding, therefore a higher probability of hail, because those are the things that actually lead to more claims. So they are trying to solve for those things because they have such a material impact in the business. Mm. So that is why we ask for the latest, you know, changes to your life. And so that's why moving places has a change. Where you park your car has an impact. Those things impact your pricing, which is why we need to understand as your life shifts, what has shifted, and so that we can ensure that you still have cover, so that when the worst happens, there's no issue
the
whatsoever.
The nerd in me is intrigued by this because it highlights that more and more literally exogenous and climatic factors are proved to be the greatest risk versus human error or human intervention through theft or hijacking or even just getting into an accident. And that raises a concern because then it actually means that we do need to follow through with disclosing the right information before accepting any mandates and understanding the detail of the insurance mandates that we accept. And that, I guess there's an interplay there, right?
There's an interplay. There's an obligation for us as an insurer, right? So if us as IYs ask you a number of questions to understand your particular risk profile, our responsibility is to now make sure that when you now have that that moment of truth where you need to claim, we pay. So we're going to ask you a number of questions. I think the ordinary South African consumer thinks, hey, they're trying to catch us out. There's something they're trying to... Guys, it's mathematicians.
Yes.
In a room with very beautiful glasses, and they're just trying to figure out, how do I price this particular individual with their particular situation so that the whole book is being priced accurately? Mm. So they're looking at all these factors. So that is our obligation. But, you know, to the point you were raising earlier on around, you know, how climate is starting to impact these things. Recently, insurance companies are pulling coverage, whole coverage, out of various states in the United States. So, for instance, Florida and California have had certain cover completely canceled. So they will send, example, they sent in California an email to all homeowners in a particular strip along the Californian coast and said,
no way,
we're no longer covering you for flood.
And there was heavy rain in January, earlier this year, January, if I'm not mistaken.
Some of our local insurers have actually sent notifications to their client bases in certain areas saying, we can no longer price, or we can no longer keep the price we're charging for this area. For instance, KZN has suffered, very unfortunately, a lot of floods in the last few years. So actually, insurers are all repricing the cost of insuring homes and assets in KZN because it's actually, it's no longer financially viable unless they actually reprice.
And I think you're mentioning an important point. The financial viability is not based on profitability. It's having enough funds and capital to actually pay everybody out. Because not only are there more of us who are seeking insurance, but we probably have assets which are highly priced as well. And now the risk is so much higher.
Absolutely.
So we need to make sure that there's literally enough in the kitty to cover everybody should that
absolutely
risk occur. And that's important, I guess, even for us as consumers to be mindful of, that when we do see premium increases, when we try to negotiate it, of course there's always a way of reaching a pricing model and structure that does work for you, especially when it comes to your debit order payments or any excess you need to pay, but understanding the responsibility in the accuracy of the information that you share to link then to the debit order payments that go off. Talk to us about that, because sometimes we just think, you know what, let me just go for the lowest debit order, and then you're stuck with very high excess should the worst case scenario happen, or more uncomfortable financial means for you. And what we tend to forget is it's really a quid pro quo relationship where we can journey to find the right number and the right cover for one's needs.
One of the saddest things I have picked up on when I look at claims data, not just at iWise, but at an industry level, is in this tough economic climate, we're finding more and more customers claim and then they withdraw their claim.
Oh.
Because the excess that they selected is actually quite heavy. So the excess they would have selected would have brought down the premium quite nicely, but the number's quite high, the excess number's quite high. Now they've been in a bumper bashing. The bumper bashing, let's say Google is around 20,000 Rand to fix. And the excess they've chosen is something in the region of 10,000-12,000 Rand. So essentially, they have to pay 10,000-12,000 Rand in order to fix it, and they don't have the financial means.
Which means I haven't put together the emergency savings.
And then what ends up happening is then they withdraw the claim because they can't afford to pay the excess to be able to afford the claim. So for us, across the spectrum, all our competitors were all going to compete very aggressively on price, but you've got to be careful about picking a higher and higher excess in order to reduce your premiums, because when it happens, this is now what we start seeing. There's a real financial burden on folks. They can't actually fix their cars. They can't attend to claiming on their homes because the excess is so high. Mm. So do consider that when you're thinking about, I just need the cheapest possible premium to pay.
Got you. So important that you mention that, because it really brings it close to home. But I'm keen to understand, Nkanzi, if there is, we know we do review our insurance cover probably once a year if you're doing it correctly, but how often should we be doing this? When should we reflect on some of our life changes and even the linkages from business? Because a lot of us might have side hustles or become entrepreneurial or sole proprietors, where a lot of our income really comes from yourself as an individual and the assets that you use. How often should we be reviewing some of those changes, especially in a world where our work has become a lot more flexible? Our lives change very quickly. The assets we purchase can be acquired online and delivered the next day.
So practical things I think people should think about. It took me years to do this for myself. Have a spreadsheet.
With all the
things that you have said that you wanted to have covered in your policy. So for instance, if you've got mobile devices, iPads, all sort of things, have a spreadsheet with the value, the IMEI or we want to keep that number. And what you need to do is every now and again, you might find yourself, you're upgrading, you're changing. Whenever you do, go back to that spreadsheet, update, and then inform your insurer. So every time those things occur, inform your insurer. I think it's very important when people do the side hustles. There's a lot of people who do.
Yes.
The saddest thing is when they don't tell us that they've now utilizing a personal asset for business.
A vehicle.
The risk changes. For the insurer, you've got to tell them. So if you were driving your Kia Picanto and it was all along for personal gain or for personal reasons, and now you're using it to transport items for a business that you've started, you have got to tell your insurer, whether it's iWise or anyone for that matter, this aspect of my risk, this aspect of my life has changed. Please can you double check as my insurer if this is a risk you're still comfortable with? Is it still priced properly? Because unfortunately, the most painful claim I've had to see was one where somebody started a crash in their home. Out of the goodness of their heart,
The crash started running. They got good feedback. They got people in. 3 years in, it burned down.
No. And this is her personal home.
It was never disclosed that it was actually moved to business use.
Mm.
In their case, we had to find ways of, you know, accessing CSI to see if we could actually help with the situation, because we understood that this was not it was not for nefarious reasons. This was for a common good for the community. But the risk changed dramatically for us as an insurer.
My goodness.
Because business is different.
And maybe let's talk about that risk, because someone might be sitting here and thinking, hold on, but whether it's my children in my home or my neighbor's children in the community's children in my home in a crèche or early childhood development center, what's the difference? They're still using my water. They're still in my space. So what could the risk be?
Brilliant question. So I'm hoping the mathematicians listening are starting to crunch their numbers as to that particular risk. So here are the risks that can change. The one is movement in and out of a house. So the more people you have in and out of a house, the more likely things could break, the more likely incidents could occur. Mm-hmm. So remember, insurance is not just about a fire may happen. You may have an incident of liability, so something from the roof falls. Now, if you're at a home and the roof caves in, there's four or five of you. You're in a crash. It's a business. Something happens of that nature. There's now liability. The liability is different because now there's so many more people who could be injured from that. As the insurer, you need to be able to insure your customer properly so that they can afford that liability. But the liability is completely different when it's a personal business, when it's a personal use versus a business. And then the other thing, of course, that increased traffic might expose you to more likelihood of theft, more likelihood of people doing robberies and that sort of thing. So again, the risk shifts. So whenever you move from business to risk, from business to personal, big change.
100%.
Very important. Whoever you're insured with, whether it's iWise or anyone for that matter, tell your insurer. Promise you will save yourself a lot of headaches if you do that.
Oh, Ngazi, we could have this conversation for hours on end, because it's really breaking out these themes and concepts to make it practical for all of us as South Africans, especially given the side hustle culture that we have. But I'm assuming for anyone who wants more details or wants to understand how to disclose, sometimes people feel like, how much must I disclose? Truth is, just be truthful. The truth is the truth. There's no half truth or full truth. Just tell the full truth.
Just the truth.
Yeah.
Just the truth.
100%,
right?
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. And if you want to get more insight and information, do make sure that you visit the iWise website. Of course, get in touch with the team. There are a number of tips that you can also follow through on. And of course, follow the suggestions that we've shared with you here this evening to make sure that you fully understand your obligations as someone who is insured. Yes, it's your right. It's your right. It's your right to have insurance cover. But understand the responsibility that that comes with. And the more truthful and honest and ongoing disclosures are really what will save you from having any disgruntlement or issues and challenges when it comes to the claims process. Thank you so much. That was my guest this evening, the CEO of iWise, Nganzi Sokhulu.
All packed and ready for the holiday, hubby. Nothing could go off track.
A lot could go off track, and quickly too, wifey.
Well, we have a few wise tips from iWise, like checking our tires, driving within the speed limit, and keeping our emergency roadside assistance details at hand.
What about a wise tip for when our car's parked at the airport?
We'll park in a well-lit area and keep our valuable hidden.
Call 0860-110858 for a quote from iWise, the wise insurance choice. iWise is underwritten by Old Mutual Insure Limited, a licensed FSP and non-life insurer. T's and C's apply.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.